This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so whenever we have issues in the world of medicine, there's only one guy we turn to, the one and only Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you?
Doing great, Lee.
Let's start with what I think, it's not funny really, but you do see people, I'm sure, with mobile phone-related injuries, right? Like what, stiff neck, hurt back, what do we got?
Well, it's interesting. The article was just published in JAMA Head and Neck. There's a special journal of the American Medical Association just for head and neck surgery. And they looked at, over time, okay, the numbers of injuries related to the head, neck, and face that went to emergency rooms. So they looked at the data for 100 different hospitals and came up with like 2,500 injuries. But when you extrapolate that nationwide, we're talking about something like 76,000 injuries related to being distracted by your cell phone. And it was interesting because the number jumped in 2007. What happened in 2007? The iPhone. Okay, so as people began to do more things on their phone with the advent of the Apple iPhone, people became more distracted. So people are, you know, stepping off curbs the wrong way, bumping into poles. So a lot of it had to do with lacerations of the face and nose and head. So, you know, the point here is that we're seeing this trend of emergency room visits. Now, if those are the ones that went to the emergency room, you could bet there are plenty that didn't go to the emergency room. And we're not even talking about injuries related to motor vehicle accidents because people are distracted. So we're talking about people just walking along the street and looking at the phone and having a problem. So I think, you know, with that, we all need to be more mindful of how we use a cell phone, and maybe we need to take certain precautions. Now, some cities have actually have on the sidewalk certain lanes just for people who are going to be looking at their cell phone. So it's pretty wild that we've had to adjust to the technology in this device.
I was thinking that it was going to be more like neck-related looking down types of injuries or even the carpal tunnel that people get from their computer as well. I'm sure that's got to factor in some of it, too.
Absolutely. But those wouldn't bring you to the emergency room.
Right. Good point. Right?
Those are going to be chronic injuries that just come on from using the things a long period of time. These are, you know, true emergencies where people need, you know, sutures or a broken part of their face. So it's pretty interesting to see that. And we're always seeing people with, you know, taking a selfie on at the cliff of the Grand Canyon or something more ridiculous than that. So people really need to be mindful when they're using the
phone. And I'm sure you're not even counting car-related fatalities.
No, not even working that in. This is just head and neck injuries when you're walking along the road.
All right, Doc. Dr. Anthony Alessi is with us, a neurologist, legend. He's got his own radio talk show as well, and we love getting him on to talk about a number of different things. And no matter where you are, Doc, in most places around the country, it snows. And there are dangers when it snows as far as shoveling that snow, right?
There are, Lee. I mean, we every year we get about 11,500. In the study just done in Ohio, 11,500 injuries from snow shoveling. Now, a lot of it are soft tissue injuries, but there were 100 fatalities, and those are due to heart attack. So suddenly, you know, you're not in the best shape, but you got to get the snow off your sidewalk or get out your driveway or get out of being stuck, and you start shoveling. And what happens? Your heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up, and leads to a heart attack or stroke. So those 100 fatalities are usually cardiovascular or cerebrovascular in origin. When you look at the other bulk of the 11,500, the other thing people need to be mindful of is using equipment like snow blowers. Please, don't ever put your hand in a snow blower. We see so many soft tissue injuries, people losing fingers. In talking to the hand surgeons here at the University of Connecticut, their business goes up dramatically with the emergency room and having to get people to the OR from using these pieces of equipment. Most come with a device. It's like a stick. It's a plastic thing. So if something's jammed in there, you can get at it with this apparatus that's attached to your snowblower. But don't ever, even if it's off. I had one patient who it was turned off, but there was so much torque built up in the blade that when he reached in, it just jerked down and cut his finger off.
Oh.
So you almost get goosebumps.
I know.
Again, people need to really be careful of dealing with snow.
Dr. Alessi is with us, moving from that to flu season. And everybody's got to go out and get their flu shot, Doc?
You know, it's not too late. Even though the flu has hit in a large degree, we're seeing it come up primarily from the south, but that it's starting to rise up towards the north of the country. You could almost track it. From that standpoint, and as we look at this, we're seeing that there are a lot of people getting the flu. Now, people who don't get the flu shot often say, well, it doesn't work anyhow, it misses this, misses that. Let me go back and just explain that even if it misses the exact flu strain, if you get the flu, it is clearly in an attenuated form, meaning you're going to recover faster. So you may recover in 24 hours when someone who didn't get the flu shot is down for a week. What does that mean? When you're down for a week, that means lost productivity. Not just for yourself and your family, it means lost productivity for this country. So we need to be very much the success of the United States financially is linked to good health. A perfect example is migraine headaches. Right? A lot of people get migraine headaches. They get migraine headaches and have to leave work because of the intensity of the headache. In 1993, we developed a drug called sumatriptan. These triptan medications were the first line of aborting a migraine headache without causing sedation or impairment of function. So suddenly people could take a medication that was non-narcotic, not habit-forming, worked within 2 hours, and stay at work. It changed the face, not only for people with migraine headaches, but for their productivity. So when we look at flu and illnesses such as that and getting vaccines, we're also looking at making our country stronger, not just our bodies. So it's important to get a flu shot. Talk to your doctor. Go over the risk-benefit with them. And get the flu shot if they think it's appropriate.
All right, Doc, let me change gears just for a second here, because I ran across something on my own show the other day, and I wanted to ask you, and it's sort of funny, but not really. So me and you, I mean, I'm not a meat eater. I don't eat any red meat at all. And, you know, I do my best to try to limit any other meats that I end up eating, because it's just the way I feel, and I try not to eat anything with a face. But have you tried one of those burgers now from the Burger Kings or whatever that are all plant-based? Have you got a chance to try that?
I have.
Okay, and?
And, you know, because you and I are kind of the same in that respect.
Right.
We don't drink. Try not to eat a lot of red meat.
Right.
And so I did try the Impossible Burger at Burger King.
Okay.
And I also, in the past week, tried the Impossible Sausage Patty at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
So, interesting. I think the Impossible Burger, you can taste the difference. I liked it. My wife did not.
Okay.
She felt that it tasted like it was too well done. Now, that could have been because it was from Burger King.
All right.
I was at a very a much nicer restaurant not long ago, and they had it on the menu. I didn't get it, but I have to think that there's different ways of preparing it so that it tastes pretty good. Now, when I went to the Impossible Sausage Patty at Dunkin' Donuts, I thought it was great, actually.
Okay. All right.
I thought it so. I'm a big fan.
All right. I haven't tried it yet. Now, the reason why I bring it up today is twofold. One is a University of California professor. I guess he gave pro real meat interests an interesting talking point with the observation that the ingredients in the two leading plant-based meatless burgers are almost identical to those in dog food, right?
Okay.
And then cleanfoodfacts.org said, what's in plant-based meats? And there is some very big words, Doc. Titanium dioxide, which is the whitener used in paint. Methyl cellulose, which is a bulking agent used in laxatives. Ferric phosphate, used in slug pesticide, and some other things. So that's cleanfoodfacts.com if anybody is interested. I just thought I'd throw that at you. So I'm sure, and we have that kind of stuff in probably just about everything we eat.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So if it works as a laxative, that's even better, okay, if you're bound up. So I guess from that standpoint, you know, you could throw a lot of big words at this.
Right.
But those are also words that we see in medications we take every day. So with that, I'm not shying away from it. I'd be interested to see what you think.
I haven't tried it yet, but I will. I will try. Because I don't miss it. That's the funny thing is I don't miss eating like hamburgers and any of that stuff. Like I just took it out of my diet. I don't miss it at all. So
yeah, it's not something I'm going out of my way for, but by the same token, I thought it was worth trying, and I think, you know, it may be a good alternative for some people.
All right, Doc, I got to run. Thanks a lot. You're listening to the
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 60 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Alrighty, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Don't forget that name. Mark it down on your calendar. Put it up on the refrigerator. Say, yeah, that's the guy that fills in for Wayne Allen Root. Man, I like that guy. Well, listen, are you mad as hell? Are you mad as hell and not going to take it anymore? A lot of folks out there are very, very upset about this. A lot of folks are upset about impeachment. A lot of folks are upset about the way it's being handled. A lot of folks are being upset about the way America is being split down the middle, right? So I get emails all the time. People with the headline of the email saying, I'm outraged at impeachment. I'm blanked off at impeachment. So the United States right now is in the midst of a, you know, pseudo-civil war. There's no muskets and nobody's firing necessarily in the streets yet, but we're facing it. We're facing a divide unlike any other time in our history. But I know people out there are upset, and I know they're upset because they want their president to have some leeway in investigations and conversations. And listen, Trump brought a lot of this on himself, but big picture, he's got to have the leeway to be able to try to find out if somebody is crooked or not. And when you sit down and you talk to a foreign leader, a common sense issue about whether or not somebody or somebody's son is on the take and doing some nefarious things, this is not anything that a president shouldn't be allowed to do. And, you know, what happens in the future if a president asks another nation if somebody is being unscrupulous or dirty or doing criminal activity in their country, yet that person happens to be maybe running for president. Does that mean that that person gets the chance to fly under the radar and not be charged and not be, you know, held to the same scrutiny as me and you? Right, it's just not fair. It's just not fair. It's all common sense stuff, right? I mean, how much money did Biden's son make? All right, I know you're outraged, and I get it. And when you see the likes of the Maxine Waters up there gloating, or Nancy Pelosi on bended knee praising God and, you know, hoping that she can save me from my terrible sins, I'm sick of it. A lot of folks are insulted by it, and I get it. I would think the majority of the population is certainly against the shenanigans that are going on in Washington. Politics is, in fact, a bad business, and they all got rich on the backs of me and you. Nobody seems to go to Washington and come back a pauper, right? Nobody seems to go to Washington a rich man and come back poor. Nobody does that. They all go down there with a relatively modest income, and they come back wealthy millionaires. How does that happen? How do they get in the pockets of all these big companies? That's a sad thing. And that's, you know, that's a whole different show. We could do a whole show on that. It's almost criminal. No, it is criminal. It's not almost criminal. It is criminal. You know, you take this solemn oath and this very important honor to go represent your constituents down in Washington. More often than not, you get down there, and I've said this before, you're hell-bent on doing the right thing, doing good, helping out, being a part of this magical machine known as the United States of America. And then when you get down there, you get that taste of power. Absolute power, man. Because you know absolute power corrupts absolutely. And breaking the rules the first time might be hard, but the second time it's a little easier, and the third time it's a piece of cake. And by the time you're walking out of there 25 years down the road, four terms later, you're a wealthy millionaire, and all of us out here are just left holding the bag as a bunch of big dummies. So as you know, the House Democrats introduced the articles of impeachment against Mr. Donald Trump, Nadler, and Pelosi, and Schiff, and the rest of them. The actual charges are abuse of power for allegedly withholding military aid to Ukraine, unless the country investigated the son of Joe Biden and his work with the energy firm Burisma, and of course obstruction of Congress for refusing to comply with some subpoenas related to the House investigation into the incident. Those are the two charges against Trump. Nowhere do you see bribery. Nowhere do you see, you know, mafia tactics. It's really boiled down to the bare bones, and I think there are a lot of different reasons behind that. One is because they're in a protection mode against probably the Bidens and Joe Biden in particular, because somewhere along the line, after they vote in the House, they're going to have a trial. And if they want to call Uncle Joe on the stand, they can. And depending upon what the charges are against the president, will probably go a long way as to what they can ask and not ask good old Uncle Joe. So follow that. Pay close attention to that. And we'll see what ends up happening. All right. Let me take a very quick break. Once again, USA Radio. I thank them very much. Raw and Unfiltered is the show. 833-927-8255. Send me a message on Facebook. Send me a message up on Twitter. Or email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. We'll come right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz continues to be questioned on Capitol Hill during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
Any responsible leader when hearing that you're talking about sending in spies and sending in a wiretap on any presidential nominee should say, what in the hell are we doing? And by the way, the people up the chain who are saying we didn't know, if you had responsible leadership, there's no more important decision than you make. I can tell you, when I was at DOJ, if someone said, let's tap Hillary Clinton, or let's tap Bill Clinton or John Kerry, the people there would have said, what in the hell are you talking about? What was going on here? This wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
That's Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz, and the Fed Reserve is planning to hold steady and not cut interest rates this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, we are back, and a very special guest. So I'm flipping through the television, as I do just about every night, and I try to, you know, stomach as much as of CNN as I can, and, of course, end up at, on Fox News. And back and forth I go, and all of a sudden I see Kimberly Strassel right up there on the television. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lee?
Listen, I appreciate you coming on. New York Times best-selling book, Resistance at All Costs. Let's start with this. That's coming out, or came out already. So where can folks get it?
You can get it on Amazon. Hopefully your local book retailer has it, Barnes & Noble. It's pretty much available everywhere.
All right. So we got to talk a little bit about impeachment and get into the weeds with this. You know, it's so, listen, here's what I've been saying from the beginning. If it ends up being a partisan issue, it is a complete fail for the Democrats. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Look, impeachment is a political tool, and therefore the measure of success of impeachment is, do you convince a substantial portion of the American public that you have made the case that it is worthwhile removing the duly elected president of the United States? By any poll, by any measure, Democrats have failed at that standard already.
Now, it would be the responsibility, I believe, if I were a sitting member of Congress, and I really honestly believe this, I would not care about my party. I'm being very serious, and I hope, but I don't think that's the way it is in Washington. But if that were the case, I mean, if you really believe that the president did something so egregious he needed to be removed from office, you should vote him out. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Except for, I think the problem here is that look at how hard Democrats have had to strain to make the case for this.
Right.
And so I don't see how this is why no one's buying it, because you know that even in their hearts they know that they haven't hit the level. And so when we hear them talk so solemnly about their oath to office and the Constitution, it's a little bit hard to stomach.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, now the latest move from Nancy Pelosi is to get all pious and religious on me. Every time she comes out, she's praying for me. I don't need her to pray for me anymore, really. But I think that you're exactly right. I think that they have moved the goalpost on this. You know, it started with A, and then it went to B, and now it's C, and now they're all the way down to the level D of impeachment. I mean, they wanted bribery to fly. They wanted this to fly. And now they're down to the basic bare bones. And even now, now you see some Democrats wanting to defect from this. I bet you if you ask them, not on the record, off the record, I bet you a majority of these folks wish they never went down this road.
Well, look, Nancy Pelosi wishes she never went down this road.
Right.
There's a reason why she put this off and refused to go there for so long, because she knew it would be bad for the moderates in her party, the people who gave her the gavel. You know, she's not the Speaker of the House because of all of those liberal members and all of those liberal districts.
Right.
The numbers that finally got her over the top were these moderate members and moderate districts, a lot of them Trump districts, where they could face really huge political consequences for this vote.
We're talking to Kimberly Strassel again. Her book, Resistance at All Costs, which is out right now. It's a New York Times bestseller, and it's always an honor to talk to someone who has that distinctive honor of being a New York Times bestseller, which is always a lot of fun. All right, so what do you predict? Give me a sort of forecast the future here. What do you think is going to happen here in the next 30 days when it comes to impeachment?
Well, we're going to have an impeachment vote.
Yeah.
You know, you now see some of these moderate members floating the idea of stepping back and having a censor vote. That's never going to happen.
Right.
I mean, the minute that Nancy Pelosi set this freight train on its tracks, it was always understood that the end destination was an impeachment vote. And her base would go absolutely bananas if they didn't have that vote. So they're going to rush along here.
Right.
We're going to have a markup and a vote in the House Judiciary Committee, likely even maybe this week. A full vote on the floor next week so everybody can quick get out and go home for Christmas. And then a Senate trial when we get back. And I think that's going to be a whole lot of more drama. But I think at least at that point, we're going to get some of the other side finally told, because that's one of the other problems that Democrats have with this impeachment circus that's gone on, is that it hasn't been conducted in the normal way in which both sides are afforded equal opportunities to present their case.
But if you got to that Senate trial, you talk about must-watch TV. I mean, you could have Hunter Biden on the stand. You could have Joe Biden out there. You could have anybody. You know, they can call anybody they want in that case, right?
Yeah, they can. Look, the one thing that's, as the Democrats keep reminding us, they have the power to do their impeachment any way they want.
Right.
You know, it might not be fair. It might not be the way we've done it in the past. But, yes, the Constitution gives them enormous latitude. Well, the same goes for how the Senate conducts its trial. It can do it pretty much any way it wants to.
I know you only got a few minutes, but let me just, if you don't mind, ask you a couple of different questions. And we're talking again. Last night she was on Fox News. Today she's on with us. We appreciate that. The book is Resistance at All Costs. Our guest is Kimberly Strassel. So deep state, right? Deep state. Let's get into that just for a couple of minutes. My biggest, I don't know if I call it disappointment. There's a couple of disappointments I have with this president. One is I think we're spending too much money. The second, obviously, there's sort of a gaffe in immigration. But the third is, you know, I think that when you're in a position where you have nothing to lose, what does this president have to lose? He's a billionaire. He's gotten to this highest point in life. He's the most powerful man in the free world. I want him to start finding folks who are part of the swamp, calling them out and throwing them out. I mean, is that just, am I asking for too much from him or no?
No, and look, one of his campaign pledges was to drain the swamp.
Right.
And, you know, in my mind, by the way, too, Lee, that there are ways to do this beyond just calling people out. You know, when you have a federal bureaucracy of, 2 million people, it's hard, especially if you're the leader of the free world, to have time to root out that particular bad employee at, you know, the bottom of the heap at the Department of the Interior. But we do have policy tools, legal tools that can do it. One of them is, I would love to see this president, since he's still searching for a second term agenda, to come out and say that one of his big priorities is going to be civil service reform. Okay? Like, let's put in some rules in Washington that makes it easier to hold people accountable and fire them if they're not doing the work of the people.
Right. I like that. That's good. All right. Let me end with this. The media, speaking of media, and Trump is constantly on the attack of the media, and I understand why, because they're constantly attacking him. But is that a good play long term to really call out the media? We need the media, don't we?
We do need the media, but we also need an accountable media.
Right.
And what I would love to see the president do is just be more specific in his criticism rather than yelling fake news all the time.
Right.
Or saying, you know, you people are corrupt or an enemy of the people. You know, there are specific fails here. And look, by the way, this is an excellent week to do it. One of the things that just has not been discussed enough, we had this Inspector General report come out on Monday about the abuses of the FBI in the surveillance process. And one of the biggest, most humiliating aspects of this should be for the media, which spent years saying the opposite of what's in this report and defending the dossier, defending the FBI.
Right.
I mean, this is a humiliation for the industry. You know, talk about some of the examples of that. We're now seeing some of that happen among other media critics saying, wow, look at what so-and-so wrote 2 years ago, et cetera. But, you know, the industry is certainly guilty of spinning false narratives, and that has done the biggest damage to the media. It's done its damage to itself, and we do need a free media, but we need one, Lee, that is calling balls and strikes fairly. You know, I have a chapter on the media in my book, and my one regret is that it's at the end of the book, not the beginning, because I've come to believe that if the media had been doing its job over the past 2 years and leveling fair criticism, that we wouldn't have had this whole FBI fiasco. We wouldn't have had the whole Mueller issue. We wouldn't have had the craziness of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and we wouldn't be having the craziness of impeachment now, because they'd be pointing out the ludicrousness of some of this.
Well, it's all a ratings grab. These guys all want to one-up each other, and nobody wants to tell the truth, and these things become incredibly sensationalized. I'll tell you, I was at a Trump we were covering a Trump rally one time, just really quick, and he had done what he does in every one of these rallies. He spins everybody to look at the media when we're in the middle of the, you know, we're up on this little stanchion, and he's like, those are the bad guys, those are the terrible people, and, you know, 8,000 people turned on us and wanted to kill us, and I wanted to yell out, I'm on your side! Stop!
No, I know. You know, and look, it's great for, you know, to whip up a crowd,
yeah.
But that's also kind of a ratings grab,
sure,
too.
Sure.
And, you know, what we need is instead some sober discussion about the failings in the media. And they are real, and they are very problematic, and they are doing great damage long term. Again, this is one of the points in my book, great damage long term to a vital institution in the United States, the one that we need to have. And so I really hope, I'm not positive or optimistic, but I would really hope that some of these things are coming out at some point, the media will step back and take a hard look at itself.
Well, great stuff. Listen, it was a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you. I hope we can do it again. Your book, Resistance at All Costs. Thank you again. I'll talk to you soon, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
So it's always an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to pick the brain of a New York Times bestseller, in particular when it's somebody as smart as Kim Strassel. So I appreciate her time sharing that with us tonight. My phone number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, or you can always email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. If you're just tuning in, my name again is Lee Elsey, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He will be back tomorrow night, fired up and ready to go. The stories that he is going to tell you about the last 2 days are going to knock your socks off. Trust me. When he gets back in here tomorrow night at 3 o'clock West time, 6 o'clock Eastern time, he is going to hit you with some stories that are going to knock you for a loop, so it's good stuff. All right, I got to take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the U.S.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power.
powers
who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you looking?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Lee Elsie, that is me. Wayne returns tomorrow night for the full three-hour program. So I appreciate those of you who have been listening the entire evening, whether you're listening out in my favorite city in the world, Las Vegas, or even Minneapolis, Reno, San Antonio, some other folks in other places across the entire country. I bow and thank you very much for spending the entire evening with all of us. If you're just tuning in now, once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and I get a chance to fill in for Wayne when he is out. Does your real Christmas tree have bugs in them? Answer, possibly. I was going to say definitely yes, but that wouldn't be true. Yeah, possibly. If you have a real tree and you cut it down and you drag it into your house, guys, it might have some bugs in there. I mean, some cases I've seen where a poor little squirrel gets caught up in a Christmas tree. You end up getting a squirrel inside the house, too. But bugs, bugs, and more bugs. Not good. Ugly. Disgusting. Want to make me sick here. But be careful about that, because you may bring some outside buggies into your house, and then they can run roughshod over your entire Christmas. They can ruin it all for you, man. You don't want unwelcomed bugs in your home, for God's sake. Nobody does. Hey, the dictionary publisher Merriam-Webster has a brand new word of the year, right? Do you want to know what it is? Well, apparently it's they, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. But they did track the amount of folks who went out there and actually looked words up this year, and that number exploded. As a matter of fact, the number of people who actually looked up words increased by 313%, meaning that people either are getting dumber and don't know the meanings of some of these words, or they want to be smarter, and they hear something, they run right to the dictionary. Now, my guess is they're probably getting dumber, but that's just me. Anyway, you want to know what the most looked up word was in 2019? It's really, it apparently wasn't even close. The top two, number two was impeached. Number one quid pro quo, believe it or not. A lot of people looked that up, didn't know what it meant, and Merriam-Webster was happy to give them the answer. I don't know how this actually happens. Apparently, though, 4% of luxury hotels have had someone steal a mattress in the past 2 years. How do you get a mattress out of a hotel? How devious, how deliciously, spectacularly criminal is that? I mean, I don't even know how you would do it. Where would you put it? Why would you want a mattress thousands of people have slept on? Disgusting. Sorry, it's disgusting. I think it's disgusting. You know, we wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year. 300 days a year, we wake up ticked off. I think that's about right. I think that's probably about right. You think about it. I mean, during the course of the day, hopefully your mood improves, even if you wake up mad. But I can see that, right? I can see you waking up, feeling a little groggy, not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to go to work, and you're angry, right? You're angry. 300 days a year. What else do I have here for you? Do you want to make your house smell like cheese? For some reason, someone invented a candle that smells like cheese. Now, I'm a fan of cheese. I'll have some cheese, maybe a block of cheese at times, whatever it takes. I don't want my home smelling like cheese. It's a choice. I'm making the executive decision. I'm not even going to consult my wife on this one. I'm going to go ahead and say, if you wanted to send me candles scented as cheese, save your money, don't bother. Here are the top go-to reactions when we're opening a bad gift. Since Christmas is right around the corner, and you get a gift, right? First of all, I don't like getting gifts because I don't think I ever give the appropriate response. Right? Even if I like it, I rarely go ballistic, right? And I don't know what to say. And if I really want something, I go get it. But when people were asked what they usually say when they open a present that they don't necessarily like, most folks say, I simply say, thank you. 80% of us say this. So you open a present. Oh, thank you. Number two is love it. Wow is on the list. You're so sweet. See, if you get a present and somebody opens it and say, you're so sweet, that's like saying fine. Right? No, that's fine. It's fine. You're so sweet. No good. What made you think of this? That means, what the hell are you doing? Why would you buy me this? I don't want this. What made you think of this? I think that's pretty funny. I think that's really pretty funny. And that's happened to all of us, right? It's happened to you. It's happened to me. You give somebody a gift, you think it's outstanding, and they say, oh, man, what made you think of this thing that I hate? We know about that. We don't need to get into that again. Oh, really quick. All right, so here are some of the gifts that you shouldn't give anyone. In fact, these are the 10 worst gifts you could give somebody. Now, let me see how many of these I gave. Coffee, number 10, no. A photo calendar, yes, I've given that. A candle, liquor, okay. A coffee mug, I love getting coffee mugs. A collection of lotions,
yeah.
Socks, depends on the socks. If it's just regular white socks or black socks, nah, I can live without that. But if you get funky socks, that's not a bad gift. Popcorn, everybody gives those canisters of popcorn when they don't want to really do anything spectacular. And shower gel. I don't know, shower gel. I don't think I've ever given nor received shower gel. Hey, listen, we're out of time. I thank you so very much for sticking with me. Thank you, Chris. You did a great job. Wayne Allen Root will be here tomorrow night for an entire show. You guys have a great weekend. I'll catch you next Thursday. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.